Morning, Louis.
Morning.
Anybody got any prayer requests this morning? All right, who would you say now?
Whoever has colds.
Okay, good. All right. All right, let's go ahead and pray then. Lord, thank you for this day that you give us. I want you to bless us with. Give us, thank you for your grace and your mercy and warmth of our shelters and our homes. Thank you for each family and brethren here this morning, Lord, that you just would bless them. Be with those that are not here that aren't feeling well, just bless them as well. These things we ask in your name. Amen. Okay, so I think Kevin left off in Matthew chapter 12. Verse 22 there. Then a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute was brought to Jesus, and he healed him so that the mute man spoke and saw. All the crowds were amazed and were saying, "This man cannot be the son of David, can he?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "This man cast out demons only by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." And knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? If I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? For this reason they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. For how can anyone enter the strong man's house and carry off his property unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven people, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Now when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came, and when it comes, it finds it unoccupied, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and takes along with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. That is the way it will be also with this evil generation. While he was still speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers were standing outside, seeking to speak to him. Someone said to him, behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you. But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, behold, my mother and my brothers. And whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. Quite a bit of stuff there, different things in that topic right there, but Jesus talks a little bit about the unpardonable sin and not to blaspheme against the Spirit. And that's, I want you boys for your lesson next week to memorize the verse 30, 31, and 32, the younger boys there. And the older boys, focus on verses 36 and 37, and then just give an explanation of what those verses mean to you and how you apply them to your life. All right, you guys want to do your verses here?
We are supposed to memorize Matthew 12, verse 7. But if you had known what this means, I desire compassion and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent.
But if you would have known what this means, I desire compassion and sacrifice. Compassion, not sacrifice, for you would not have condemned the innocent.
Matthew 12:7. But if you had known what this means, I desire compassion, not sacrifice, you wouldn't have condemned the innocent.
Matthew 12, verse 18 says, behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. And then, in Isaiah, where that was prophesied, it says in Isaiah 42:1, Jacob is my servant. I will help him. Israel is my chosen. My soul accepts him. I put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And I think we can, what that means to me is that we can strive to be what he wants so that we can be his servant, and then so on the judgment day we can enter into his rest. So
I got the same as Hans, Matthew 12, verse 18. For behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. But I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. That's prophesying about Jesus, I think, how God's it's saying how God was going to send him down to the earth and put his spirit on him and have him give the Gentiles and everyone else a second chance to get to heaven and to do what God wanted.
I got verse 19. He will not quarrel and he will not cry out, and his voice will not be heard in the streets. It tells about how Jesus was going to be. He wasn't going to just get offended and quarrel at any little thing.
I got verse 20. A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory. And I thought that's how Jesus gives people a chance to do what's right, even though they're weak. He doesn't just like excommunicate them or say, no, you're not doing quite right. He gives them a chance to be strong.
I like verse 21 where it says, and in his name Gentiles will trust. And we can trust in Jesus and do our best, even though we are Gentiles.
I got verse 21, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. And I thought, well, we should just hope in him and trust whatever he's going or putting in our lives, that it'll be for the better of us and make us a better person.
Verses 20 and 21. A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. And in the Old Testament, the Jewish race were the only people that could follow the Lord and be God's children. But in the New Testament, when Jesus came, now whoever has really wants to can follow the Lord.
Part of that stuck out to me was in verse 20 he says that a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not put out. And it's kind of like if there's somebody who's struggling, he's not going to obliterate them or something if they're still hanging on there.
I had verse 20. A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not be put out, until he leads justice to victory. And the battered reed, he's staying strong and holding on, and the wick is, I'm guessing, is there's still hope that they can still fight and live on. And then justice to victory, he conquered and went on.
I had what Maury had in verse 20 about in the Old Testament only certain people were allowed to follow God, and until Jesus came and he gave everybody a chance. He didn't just excommunicate them or kill them or anything just because they didn't believe in the same thing. He gave everybody a chance.
I'm going to go ahead and read the prophecy in Isaiah 43 because I thought it was a blessing. Actually, it's Isaiah chapter 42 is what it was. Jacob is my servant, I will help him. Israel is my chosen, my soul accepts him. I put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard outside. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax he will not quench. But he will bring forth judgment and truth. He will shine forth and not be broken until he establishes judgment in the earth. And I thought that was neat. It's like an unbroken ray of sunshine or something, just that never fades. It's a light that's eternal. He will shine forth and not be broken until he will shine forth. He will shine forth and not be broken until he establishes judgment in the earth. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. And that was the part that I thought was most encouraging, was that it was prophesied, and now we hope in him, we trust in Jesus. Thus says the Lord God, who made heaven and established it, who made firm the earth and the things in it, and who gives breath to the people in it and spirit to those who walk on it. And I also thought that was neat, you know, just about how the Lord's the one who gives us breath and life. I am the Lord God. I, the Lord God, called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will strengthen you and give you as the covenant of a race, and give you, talking about Jacob, he's going to give Jacob, Israel, or what would be Christ that would come out of Israel. I will strengthen you and give you as the covenant of a race, the Gentiles, as the light of the Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners who are bound, and those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord. This is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, things from old come to pass, and new things I will declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them.